You are listening to Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you to stay pure online. Today's program may not be suitable for some audiences due to graphic descriptions of sexuality and violence. Listener discretion is advised. Why do women enter the porn industry? There are a variety of reasons, of course. But what experiences convince some women they should sell their bodies on screen? All this week on Covenant Eyes Radio, we are featuring the stories of three women who used to be involved in pornography. Today, we will hear about the specific experiences that ushered them into porn. Jan Villarubia spoke with me very candidly about her early adolescence.
Where it really started was when I was 10 years old. We were actually staying with my godparents, and my godsister began to be intimate with me at night. She would express to me that when somebody really loves each other, that they do certain things to each other to make each other feel more comfortable, to make each other feel loved. I mean, and obviously when I got older, I realized that things had happened to her, you know, somewhere to make her feel this way. And she's about 5 years older than I am. So she would instruct me on how to massage her, how to rub her, how to do certain things to her. And then it progressed from me doing these things to her wanting to do these things to me. So really, at the age of 10 years old, not only was I having my first, like, real intimate encounter, but it was also a bisexual experience. This went on for about a year and a half or so while we were staying with them. About the age of 12, I was just like, this isn't right anymore. You know, obviously, I began to mature a little bit and start to think about things more logically. And I just felt like, okay, no, this is not okay. And I told her that it was going to stop, that I had enough at that point. But because of that experience and because of going through that, it catapulted me into curiosity, sexual curiosity. I wanted to know and to experience things. I mean, I had my first orgasm at 11 years old, and I felt so ashamed and so dirty, but at the same time, it left me with that lingering feeling like something was missing, you know, because I had already experienced it. And so I just became very flirtatious, started hanging out with guys, you know, not so much to be buddy-buddy anymore, but to, like, make out with them and to see how far we could go with each other without having sex, because I was still a virgin at that point.
Jan was not the only one to share a story of abuse. Danielle Williams also shared with me about the abuse she encountered during her teenage years and how she was introduced to the sex industry.
I ran away from home when I was 14 years old, and I got involved with an abusive man. He was a drug dealer as well. And I remember this young lady used to come and buy drugs from him at least twice a week. And when she would come to the house, she would see me all beat up all the time because he used to abuse me really bad. And I remember one day she said, you know, why are you still here? And at 14 years old, I'm like, well, where am I going to go? He was providing for me financially and stuff like that. So I was like, well, where am I going to go? And she said, well, you know, you can come with me to the strip club, you know, and make money to get away from him. So I started stripping at 14 years old. I got me a fake ID and I started stripping.
Similarly, Jan shared with me the story of another traumatic experience from her youth.
And then at the age of 13, I hung out with a lot of gang members. I went to a lot of house parties, started smoking cigarettes. My friends introduced me to pot, started smoking pot. But in the course of hanging out with gang members, I met this boy who I thought was, like, so sweet. I mean, he bought me flowers. He bought me candy. We'd hang out and talk. His mom and dad would cook me dinner. And I was so desperate to be in an environment where I felt like this is family, that I loved going to his house because he had a mom and he had a dad there. And I was missing that, and I wanted to fill that gap. And so I went over there constantly. And one day he convinced me that I should ditch school. And so I did. And he said he wanted to make me lunch and just we were going to have a nice time in his house, in his apartment. When I got there, he had made me lunch. We ate and then we started talking. And then he became very aggressive and forceful with me and started kissing me and told me to undress. And I was like, no way. And he hit me. And I was just stunned. I was completely shocked. I mean, at a loss for words. And I just stood there on the floor and he grabbed my arm and he started walking with me to his bedroom, and he told me that if I screamed, if I struggled, if I fought with him, that he was going to kill me. And so I didn't know what to do. When we got to his bedroom, he threw me on the bed and tied me up, and he raped me, and that's how I lost my virginity. Knowing that not only was my virginity gone, and I didn't lose it to somebody that I was in love with, or, you know, to somebody who I thought was in love with me, but, you know, that I was raped, and just, you know, how do you wrap your mind around that at the age of 13? So I just really became out of control after that.
Out of control. This was the story I heard several times. Jenny Case left home when she was 14 and bounced around from place to place for the next several years. When she became an adult, she also looked to the sex industry as a means to support herself.
I just turned 18, and I went to live with my older sister in the city, and she was in a New Age cult. She was full-on pagan into all kinds of New Age crazy stuff. So she had started stripping with a friend of hers, and they were strippers. And one night, I remember, she came home with a duffel bag full of money, like $1 bills, and they were wearing sexy clothes, and I was on my own, and I needed money, and I saw that, and I realized, if all you have to do is dress sexy and you get this duffel bag full of money, I can do that. So I ended up watching one of her friends do a party and decided, well, I could do that.
Sadly, the sex industry became ensnaring for these women. Danielle tried to leave the world of sex work, only to find herself right back in.
And I realized, you know what, this lifestyle really isn't for me. And so I left the stripping thing. I was 15 years old, and I got back in church. You know, I went home to live with my grandparents, and I said, you know, I'm done with the stripping. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to try to live, you know, like a teenager should live. While I was in church, I joined the choir. And while singing in the choir, I befriended a young lady. And this young lady from my church introduced me to prostitution when I was 15 years old. And so I started prostituting with my choir member from my church. At 15 years old, and not only did she introduce me to prostitution, but she also introduced me to drugs as well. So from 15, 16, 17 years old, I was stripping, I was prostituting, I was doing drugs, and I was selling drugs.
Much like Danielle and Jan, Jenny's story also involved drug use and abuse.
At this point, I was doing drugs as well. I started doing drugs when I was 18 and doing mostly LSD, marijuana, ecstasy, mushrooms, things like that. That's one of the things that got me started in doing sex work. It's very hard for me to talk about this stuff sometimes. You don't talk about it often and you forget about it. And so it's okay.
These were not easy stories for these women to share, nor were they easy to hear. From the painful memories of sexual and physical abuse, to the drug addictions, to the allure of money, they traveled a dark path before they found themselves doing pornography. In our next episode, we will hear from Jan, Danielle, and Jenny again about some of their worst experiences in the porn industry and the high price they paid behind the scenes. Listen to more episodes of Covenant Eyes Radio on iTunes or on the Covenant Eyes blog at covenanteyes.com/blog.